Mira and Harper Audio present Temptation Ridge, a novel by Robin Carr, performed by Therese Plummer. Chapter 1. Shelby was within 10 miles of her Uncle Walt's ranch when she had to pull over to the side of Highway 36, the busiest stretch between Virgin River and Fortuna, behind an old pickup truck that looked vaguely familiar. Although 36 was the highway that ran across the mountains from Red Bluff to Fortuna, it was mostly two-lane. She put her cherry red Jeep SUV in park and stepped out of the vehicle. The rain had finally stopped, giving way to a bright summer sun, but the road was wet and splattered with muddy puddles. She peered way up the road to see a man wearing a bright orange vest holding a stop sign toward a long string of cars, closing both lanes. The turnoff to her Uncle Walt's would be on the other side of the next hill. She picked her way around puddles to the truck parked in front of her, intending to ask the driver if he knew what was going on. When she got to the driver's window, she smiled. "Well, hey, Doc." Doc Mullins looked out the open window.
"Hey yourself, little girl. Up here for a weekend of riding?"
he asked with his usual grumpy tone. "Not this time, Doc. I sold my mother's house in Bodega Bay," she said. "Packed up the bare essentials and am moving in with Uncle Walt for a while."
"Permanently?"
"Nah, for a few months, though. I'm still in transition." Doc's grimace melted slightly, but only slightly.
"Once again, condolences on your loss, Shelby," he said. "I hope you're doing all right with that."